One More Chance, the story of Benny Setio from heroin addict to restaurant boss, by Colin Cheung. Forward. Thank you very much for picking up this book. When my friend Ruth met up with me a few months ago, I thought she just wanted to write an article about my life. I treated her and her colleague Ian to lunch, and then they dropped the bomb on me. They asked me to write a book. After some thought, I agreed. I have had the privilege of being interviewed about my life several times, but I have never had the chance to tell my whole story with all the details from start to finish. Ruth put me in touch with Colin Cheung. He is a famous writer in Singapore, and turns out we have a lot in common, from our love of rock music and guitars to our love of food and eating. Interview sessions with Colin became more like hangout sessions. Very quickly, I began to enjoy talking to Colin and knew that he was the best person to turn my ramblings into a book. So here it is. This book has been a labor of love. It is the product of my story and Colin's great writing. Colin wrote the book in the first person. He decided to write using my voice and my lingo. So this book will sound like I'm talking directly to you, even though Colin is the one who wrote it. Brilliant! I never thought I would have my story in a book. But then again, I never thought a lot of things, given the huge mistakes I've made in my life. My face and my name may be on the cover, but it's not all about me. Nothing can ever just be about me or you. The mistakes I made, and I made many, may not be the mistakes you have made. But we've all made mistakes. And because I know what it's like to feel unforgiven, I want to emphasize that this book is not a blame game, name names, tell all sort of book. There's no intention here to implicate others or get people in trouble. If there is anyone really at fault in my story, believe me, it's almost always me. The particulars here make it my story, but change some details, and this could be the story of many others. Replace drug addiction with gambling addiction, infidelity, violence or dishonesty, and I think you can see how much we all have in common. I went to jail for my drug problem and almost died there. When I was released, I returned to an unforgiving society that would not give me another chance. You might not have gone to prison, but facing an unforgiving world is quite a common experience. But I found forgiveness through my faith in a Creator who cared enough to send Jesus Christ into the world to die for our sins. In a Creator who gave me one more chance, more than once. And if He could give me a chance, who was I not to try to make something of it? Who was I not to forgive myself? And who was I not to forgive others? For those of you who have not found something to believe in, try this. Forgive yourself first, and try again. And when you can forgive yourself, it is easier to forgive others. Give yourself one more chance. Give someone else one more chance. God knows we all need it. If you have hopes of starting a social enterprise, good on you. I think I've made many mistakes you can learn from, and you'll find them in this book too. Overall, I hope that this book will bless all who read it. If you can learn something good from reading this book, then I think this book was worth doing. Chapter 1. A Happy Childhood. I was born on 12 March 1960.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?